Hello.
All right. One, two. All right.
Ready?
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And I have a question about nudity in this podcast. Now, this is just so that you
Sam's
know.
Sam's awake.
This is safe, family safe. We're not going a place where, you know, kids can't listen.
You're not making fun of me at home, are you?
Oh, that's where you go with this?
Well, no, I'm asking you.
No, I would never make fun of you at home.
You making fun of me at home?
No. Now, this has to do with TV and cinema, for that matter.
Mm.
And, you know, recently Jody said that she, you know, our youngest daughter, Phoebe, who's 18, started watching Game of Thrones with Jody. Mm-hmm. This is like your fourth round in the Game of Thrones or whatever.
I love it.
And look, I can remember early on before you or I ever watched it when it was each season was coming out.
New.
All of our friends were like, yeah, it's crazy, but don't watch it with the kids because it's this, that, and the other.
It
is. And, you know, and sure enough, that's what you see pretty much from the very beginning and all the way through. But here's my question. I understand that some things are just part of storytelling and that they are an important part of the story.
Yeah.
And this is not about me being a prude or maybe I am naive. I don't know. But, you know, is it really all that necessary? Why does everybody have to be naked at any point? Why does anybody have to be naked in, you know, certain shows? Mm-hmm. Because to me, after watching Game of Thrones, sometimes it feels gratuitous to me.
Are you kidding
me?
Sometimes
it makes me wonder. I've read articles about this too, where you have male directors and others, mm-hmm. that it's more appealing from the male standpoint, and these directors are the ones that put it in,
totally.
Versus it actually being a critical part of the story.
Yeah.
I can answer.
Okay.
And then Sam can jump
in. Well, and especially from the female perspective, I really do want
to know. I love Game of Thrones, the story, how all the stories connect. It's one of my favorites ever. When Phoebe first asked me to watch it with her, it's because she wants to be able to pause and ask me questions because she's heard from a bunch of her friends who've already all watched it, mm-hmm. that it's great and there's so much going on and you would love it. And my first thing was, yes, I love it. So any excuse to watch it, Phoebes, I'm there. Nice. However, you and I are going to be very uncomfortable sitting next to each other watching some of this. She was worried about the violence. I'm like, that's not what I'm worried about for you. You can turn your head for that. I'm going to have to leave the room at certain parts because you're my child and I'm sitting next to you watching this stuff. And so I had a conversation with her last night when we were watching it and she paused it. I asked her to pause it. I'm like, I'm going to go and get my clothes ready for work in the morning while you watch this scene because I just can't watch this with you. And I told her, I said, understand, this is gratuitous. There is no reason for this scene to go on this long with this much.
Okay, good. You
know? And
yeah.
I also told her, I said, look, and you know, I've been watching HBO since it was new. And my parents got HBO and I'd stay up late. I said, and I've never watched a show more gratuitous than this.
Mm-hmm.
I've not ever. So this isn't this amount of what you're seeing, the sexualization of all this. This is probably the most I've ever seen in a TV show. So this is excessive, Phoebe.
And so that's what I'm asking. I mean, why is it there? Really?
Well,
seriously, why is it there?
It was written that way. If you read the books, they're as racy as they get, as violent and racy as they get. And so I think the directors are being true. However, they are men. They were men directing those episodes. And they also know what's going to be talked about. But do you remember, Sam, in the follow-up show, or I guess it's a prequel, House of the Dragon?
Mm-hmm.
There are some racy scenes as well. And I remember one of them being kind of beautiful. And I was like, wow, that's racy. However, it has a different feel. And I found out after watching one of those after the episode things,
yeah.
It was a female who directed that episode and thought, we're going to put this in, but we're going to show women, you know, enjoying this and from their perspective.
Yeah.
And that's why it hit me differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think a guy would care about how pretty it's filmed or anything like that. I mean, I don't want to stereotype all guys.
Or how the characters are.
Yeah, for me watching that, it's not like, oh, you know what? This is really beautiful for what it is. It's just a scene.
Right.
Well, and for me, some of it, I mean, even though it's, I mean, it's not like I turned or paused or.
Oh,
you
no.
Know, but still, my point there is even, you know, I'm not a prude at all, but when I see that, at some point I'm like, okay, why does this have to be in every single episode.
It's not in every episode.
It does not enhance the storyline, really. Nine times out of nine. I do understand that there are parts of it that are probably pulled from the way that things could have been, even though it's all fantasy. But many, many, many years ago, Roman Empire and all that. Okay, like, I mean, I understand that, you know, there was a lot of stuff that was considered excessive norm or whatever, right?
I think
I understand it needs to be part of some stories, but I've always kind of felt like it's a little over the top. And that's a good question. What you said, Jody, is it just to bring attention to it and have it talked about, you know, because, you know, I mean, it was the first time I'd ever saw an episode of anything where I was like, well, I want to watch the one about dragon eggs again.
You know, I know. That's the only reason.
Speaking of gratuitous,
is this is what everything looks like when dragon eggs are found.
You know, it could
not
be
found.
I think it
hatched.
I agree in that, you know, it's all gratuitous.
Yeah.
But, because, like, if they had a show that, if they had to run Game of Thrones on the network, they could still tell the story without being gratuitous.
It would be shorter.
You get the hint, you get the point.
Right.
But it's just like the violence. Everything is over the top in Game of Thrones.
It is.
You're right.
Everything.
That's true, too.
If I'm a Game of Thrones fan, part of the reason I'm coming there is because it's all over the top.
It is.
The violence is going to be grotesque. You know, that's what I expect from that. You don't
Thank
know
you
who's
for saying that.
You don't know who's going to die. You don't know how they're going to die. You don't know what's going to happen. And yeah, it's gratuitous, but they kind of use it or need it for what it is.
It's a show that makes you go, oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah.
In every way, like the storylines and what happens to characters and how you can hate a character and then love them in the next season. And so I don't have a problem with it being gratuitous on any front. Because it's also not for children. If Phoebe would have come to me 2 years ago and asked me to watch this, I would have said, over my dead body.
Right.
You want to watch it away from here? I can't do anything about that. You know, because she could have watched it with her friends.
Yeah.
But she chose to stay away from it because of the violence. And poor thing, we're still in the first season. And something happened to a horse the other night at the jousting thing. And she was so upset. And I said, I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, you break it down, a big part of Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon, the dragons.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell that story without dragons.
Ah.
It's just another medieval story at that point. So therefore, it's like you got the dragons, you got the really bad violence, you got the nudity.
Gratuitous.
This isn't the same old
medieval
story. It's
not just nudity,
story.
Though. It is sexual. Yeah, it's sexual.
Well, and everybody's going to have a different viewpoint. Mm-hmm. The violence, I think, underscores what really could have happened with people fighting for territories and those sorts of things. And even though I don't like the over-the-top stuff, I can't watch. I actually can't watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, over-the-top and gratuitous are two different things. I think it's part of the storytelling. I do think that any of the nudity scenes and those things, I do think that's seriously unnecessary. Some of it is unnecessary for the length of time. It doesn't enhance the story, you know, in any way. And
But they have the right as the people creating it. They're artists.
But it's, I guess, what's strange to me is so many shows now. And, you know, once everything became, you know, landed in streaming land, everybody seems to just want to push the envelope.
Yeah.
And so to me, that's when it really sticks out in a story where something is clearly designed to pander the audience and have nothing to do with, you know, the story itself.
Right.
That's why it's not for everyone.
It isn't. But something as iconic to me as Game of Thrones, and it is what it is, it's a story that... And its appeal is broader than, you know, just the sex and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's much, much broader than that. So that's why, to me, in some cases, you know, when something lands that's more than what's really necessary, it just sticks out like a sore thumb to me.
Mm.
And I just really... I really wanted your thought, Jody, on whether, and I do think that's the case too, that if you go back, you're probably right. You will see that it's men that have written, you know, a lot of these scenes in and so forth. And maybe I'm more aware of that now because I've seen what some actresses have said. They have, over the years as the Me Too thing, I know, kind of, you know, took off, but there were a lot of actresses that were talking about how there were scenes when they were first getting into the business that they felt pressured to do.
You do
they
this
felt
or you
pressured
don't get the
to
role.
Be undressed.
Right. Right.
And even though it opened a door for them, they will tell you how much that they regret that. And
it's not just the women in Game of Thrones, though. There is as much male.
Yes, I understand that.
Sign up to be on that show.
Yes.
I mean, I think you sign away almost everything, and they all know going into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the books are just as graphic, or maybe more so.
I mean, part of the reason, though, is to keep making that money, to keep those fans coming in. You develop an expectation for Game of Thrones.
Totally.
And so, well, yeah, it's gratuitous, but we got to include that. Otherwise, mm-hmm. we might lose some people, or they're coming to us for gore and sex and whatever.
Well, yeah. If I'm going to watch House of the Dragon or any of these other prequels, I'm expecting it to be in that vein.
Right.
And it would feel weird to me if it wasn't.
If it was sterilized kind of.
Totally.
Well, and as somebody who's not read, you know, the books again, I understand the savagery and some of the other things are all of the underlying themes and tones that are really important to create the conflict in the show and all of the other things that keep you on the edge of your seat. So I really do see that. I just didn't know where do you actually say that something is cool and then it goes over the top.
It's a matter of taste and it's a matter of age.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Go into it knowing it's an adult show, maybe one of the most adult shows you will ever experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen just as much I've seen it on other shows. Sopranos, which was one of the first to push the envelope in cable land.
That's right. That's true.
One of the first. Narcos had a lot of violence and sexualization that it was like, oh, whoa. And it seemed very believable.
Yeah.
It's odd, but The Walking Dead didn't have all the sex and the nudity part. But as far as violence goes, it's like every week was, let's see who can be more creative killing a zombie.
Right.
So it's like you had the gratuitous violence, but it's like, well, that's part of why I'm coming to watch the zombie show.
Right.
But they didn't include all the nudity and the other stuff.
Right.
They could have.
Game of Thrones checks every box.
Yeah, and as I understand, zombies don't look very good nude anyway. So,
what's left of them?
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.